Is duckweed the protein of 2025? While duckweed, scientifically known as lemna, might seem like just green floaty stuff on a pond, this tiny aquatic plant is quietly positioning itself as a heavyweight contender in the world of sustainable protein. Nutrient-dense, lightning-fast to grow, and incredibly efficient in resource use, duckweed could soon be making its way onto dinner plates, not just as a garnish, but as a core ingredient in protein shakes, plant-based burgers, and even dairy-free ice cream. Duckweed is one of nature's fastest-growing plants, capable of doubling its biomass in just 2 days. It's packed with rubisco, a protein not only abundant, but also one of the most nutritionally complete on the planet. Rubisco contains all 9 essential amino acids and boasts properties making it a food scientist's dream. It can foam like whipped cream, gel like jelly, and emulsify like mayonnaise. However, until recently, extracting rubisco from plants has been expensive and technically challenging. That's where innovative companies are stepping in to change the game. New Zealand's mild climate, abundant water sources, and expertise in agricultural technology make it an ideal location for duckweed cultivation. Christchurch-based Leafed Foods is already making a name for itself by pioneering rubisco extraction from leafy greens, but duckweed presents an even more efficient raw material. A recent report in planetfood.news highlighted New Zealand's unique potential to lead global duckweed protein production. With its naturally rich waterways and progressive approach to agri-tech innovation, the country could soon become a hub for this next-generation protein. Globally, companies like Plantable Foods in the US and Israel-based Greenonix are already bringing duckweed-derived proteins to market. Plantable, for instance, has perfected a scalable aqua farming system to grow duckweed in controlled environments, extracting rubisco protein at commercial levels. Meanwhile, Greenonix focuses on fresh lemna as a gourmet culinary ingredient under the Wanna Greens brand. But the real excitement lies in how versatile duckweed protein could become. Unlike soy or pea protein, rubisco is highly soluble, neutral in taste, and allergen-free. This makes it an ideal candidate for a wide range of food products, from smoothies and protein bars to plant-based cheeses and even luxury desserts. Perhaps duckweed's most impressive trait is its sustainability. Producing a kilogram of duckweed protein requires 10 times less water than soy protein, and it can be cultivated in non-arable land, such as water tanks or even wastewater systems. For countries facing agricultural land scarcity or climate stress, duckweed presents a highly scalable solution. Imagine a protein source that doubles in mass in just days, requires almost no land, and uses a fraction of the water compared to traditional agriculture. That's duckweed. We see it not just as a plant, but as an intriguing potential solution to a more resilient and sustainable food future, says Noga Golan, CEO of US-based Alt Protein Partners, seen left doing a taste test with a Greenonix CEO and founder, Tsipi Shoham. With companies like Leafed Foods, Plantable, and Greenonix leading the way, and innovative research unlocking new efficiencies, we might soon see rubisco products listed on supermarket shelves alongside traditional plant proteins. In the race to build a more resilient global food system, duckweed isn't just floating along, it's rapidly rising to the surface. Could this humble pond plant become the protein of 2025? If the buzz around it is anything to go by, the answer might just be yes.